AI-narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Banco Santander Chile's 90% range close meets a 56.5% fair value premium on modest volume. BSAC advanced 3.4% in the latest week and remains close to its 52-week high, but participation stayed below its 13-week norm, and the signal read is balanced rather than emphatic. Research brief. Banco Santander Chile closed at $34.61 on 31st July, up 3.4% for the week, 6.0% over 4 weeks, and 14.5% over 12 weeks. The stock sits 7.3% above its weekly trend line and only 3.9% below its 52-week high, while trading 56.5% above ShareMaestro fair value. Regional bank conditions are supportive, with broad trend and market dynamics participation, but volume at 0.9x the 13-week average leaves confirmation incomplete. Key points. 1. BSAC finished at $34.61, placing the close at 90.0% of its 52-week range and 3.9% below the $36.01 high. 2. The weekly trend signal is active, with 48 of the past 52 weeks active and a current 4-week active streak. 3. Momentum is positive across the 1-week, 4-week, 12-week, 26-week, and 52-week windows, led by a 56.7% 1-year return. 4. Volume was 1.6 million shares, below the 1.9 million 13-week average, and equal to 0.9x, both the 13-week and 52-week baselines. 5. Within U.S. bank/regional, BSAC ranked 13th for the week, 11th over 4 weeks, and 26th over 12 weeks, putting it near the 90th percentile of the group. Price action holds near high-water territory. Banco Santander Chile added 3.4% in the week ended 31st July, closing at $34.61. That leaves the ADR 7.3% above its $32.25 weekly trend line, and at 90.0% of its 52-week range, a strong location after a 14.5% 12-week advance. The high-water gap is still manageable at 3.9% below the $36.01 52-week high. So the stock is close enough for continuation to matter, but also close enough for exhaustion risk to be visible. The valuation read is less forgiving. ShareMaestro fair value sits at $22.12, putting the latest close at a 56.5% premium. That does not negate the positive price trend, but it raises the bar for fresh evidence. With the setup classified as a balanced read and the composite score at 61, the market is rewarding the bank's relative momentum while leaving less room for disappointment. Regional bank breadth supports the move. The sector backdrop is constructive. U.S. financial services averaged a 1.2% weekly gain, 3.0% over 4 weeks, and 9.5% over 12 weeks. With 64.0% trend breadth and 87.0% positive market dynamics breadth, BSAC's 3.4% weekly gain and 6.0% 4-week return both cleared those averages, while its 14.5% 12-week return also outpaced the sector's 9.5% pace. The industry context is stronger still. In U.S. banks regional, trend breadth is 86.0. Positive market dynamics breadth is 90.0%, and positive relative strength breadth is 76.0%. BSAC is participating in all three signal buckets and ranks 13th for the week, 11th over 4 weeks, and 26th over 12 weeks among 100 regional bank peers. That places it around the 89.9th percentile in the industry group, behind faster-moving peers such as Banco Santander Brazil and Grupo Cibest on the week, but still clearly in the stronger half of the bank cohort. Signals are constructive, but not fully confirmed. The trend backdrop remains active, with 48 of the past 52 weeks active and a current 4-week active streak. Price above the trend line keeps the weekly regime positive, while market dynamics has turned positive at 0.19, after negative readings through much of late June and July. Relative strength is also positive, at 7.03, and BSAC ranks in the 83.7th percentile across the broader U.S. financial services peer set. Latest volume was 1.6 million shares versus a 13-week average of 1.9 million and a 52-week average of 1.7 million, leaving the volume ratio at 0.9x. The signal panel also shows activity pressure as positive, but with no fresh buy signal. In other words, the price and breadth evidence are supportive, while the volume evidence is still only adequate. Risk is measured, with reversal evidence to respect. Risk metrics do not yet show a volatility problem. 13-week and 52-week weekly return volatility are both 3.6%, and the one-year up-down split is favorable at 32 positive weeks versus 20 negative weeks. Average gain weeks have run at 3.2%, ahead of the average loss week at 2.6%, which helps explain the sustained 52-week advance. The recent distribution is not one way, however. Over the past 26 weeks, BSAC has logged 15 higher weeks and 11 lower weeks, with the best week at plus 8.3% and the worst at minus 7.8%. ShareMaestro also flags two recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. That makes the next test clear: whether activity pressure and volume expand as price works near the high, or whether the fair value premium and thin participation start to cap momentum. What to watch next? The key level remains the weekly trend line at $32.25. Holding above it would preserve the current regime, while a loss of that level would challenge the four-week active streak and shift attention back to downside breadth. The $36.01 52-week high is the nearby upside reference point, with the latest close just 3.9% below it. For confirmation, the cleaner evidence would be stronger participation. A volume ratio above 1.5x would show buyers committing more forcefully than the latest 0.9x reading. Activity pressure is the second gauge. Sustained positive readings would improve the quality of the advance, while a quick fade back below zero would make the high-range close look more vulnerable. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.